all the people who think that they can get away with violating vows that they have made in their early years are silly. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. All the people who think they can get away with making violating their vows are making a mistake. Now, Christians who think that they can go out and marry somebody else while they're married to somebody else, number one, you're violating the laws of the state or the country, because most states and countries say one marriage at a time, unless you're in the Cameroon or some other place like that, or unless you're a Muslim. And if you're a Muslim, just have all the wives you want, you know, all that you can take care of. But you better take care of them, because they do have that responsibility. They're not against human nature. They're just opening it up so that if a man wants to have a lot of wives, if there's a lot of women who are without husbands, and one man can take care of a number of them, bless his heart. But if you came to the United States and you were not a Muslim, I didn't know Muslims are allowed to do it in the United States. They might be. Mormons used to try to do it, and they stopped them. You know, that was not legal. So they probably don't allow Muslims to do it either. But you see, those are laws. Those are laws. That's why it's sometimes perhaps not beneficial for Muslims to be American citizens, because they cannot follow the rules of this country, because their belief is that they can have many wives and many other things that are contrary to the teachings of the United States. The rules, the governmental rules of the laws of the United States. Now, if you were taught that you should be nice to little children, because, you know, that's what Jesus taught, love the little children, for such is the kingdom of heaven, and then you start being naughty to little children, you take candy from children, you know, or you spank them and you abuse them, or you do anything like that, people in general are going to get very uptight about it, whether they're Muslims or Christians or Hindus or whomever, because the child in any nation, in any culture, is revered as a very special thing, even though they eat last in some cultures and other things, but they're revered. The mother dearly loves her child, and that's beautiful. That's the way it should be. That's my idea. But you see, if you try to violate that rule, if you try to violate that because the child was so evil, so bad, did such a bad thing that you spanked him, and he died, the government would not be very pleased about that, even if the child had done something utterly terrible. And if you, Mrs. Jeremini, find an intruder in your house, and you take out your gun and you say, please leave, and he doesn't leave, and he comes and tries to attack you, and you shoot him, you have to go to court for killing somebody or shooting somebody, you know. And the intruder, the criminal, can sometimes get away with the whole game. You know, the law is so written that it is misunderstood. So, if we ever think that we can violate the rules of our nation, the rules of our country, the rules of our church, the rules of our philosophy, whatever it may be, the rules of our heart, the rules of our mind, and get away with it, it will plague us all of our life. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because good people are thinking bad thoughts. Mm-hmm. A good person who is very, very good and loves children, and loves dogs, and loves women, and loves, you know, apple pie, you know, all the things he should love or she should love, and then they have cancer. Then they have divorce. Then they have unhappiness. Then they have bankruptcy. They have all sorts of things. What is going wrong with that person? Well, what's going wrong with that person is that they are having bad thoughts. And they may be watching on television all of the war news or all of the terrorist news and things like that. Terrorist begets terrorism. What happened when those terrorists did their thing? It was not right. It was not good. It was a very, very tough thing. But we became so tense, we became so panicky, that we closed down the free flow of the United States as it had been. Do you think that that sort of thing would have persisted? No. We would have chased after those terrorists and caught them and told them that that's not an okay thing to do and stopped them. But we say, there may be terrorists everywhere. There may be terrible people everywhere. And we find terrible people everywhere. we even have to go in foreign countries to look for them, you know. But we do these things, and we are putting a cause in motion of an unhappy nation. Now, is the nation better because of the way it's handling the terrorists? No. The nation is a locked-down nation. The airplanes are shut. The airports are shut. The police are... it's a police state. It's a police state where they can x-ray you and check you. Now, it's true, you shouldn't have anything like guns or knives or things like that and carry them around. It shouldn't do that. But if you're going to expect people are doing it, you're going to find them. You're going to find them. One prisoner was in prison, and he went to court, and he's a killer. He went to court, and he's not a killer. I mean, he's been charged with being killing, and he may have done it. And when he got in court, from his anus, he produced a knife and killed somebody. You know? Now, how could he do that? How could he have a knife in his rectum? How could he do that? Well, he did. We hear of many other strange and frightening things. But how many people are like that? Not very many, you can be sure. Because that is a very unusual thing. But we make a big story out of it. We make a big fetish out of it. And we make a big worry out of it. And our life is no longer a life of freedom. When I was a kid, we didn't lock our doors. And then they would say, "Where is the key to the car?" Well, they didn't ask where the key to the car was. The key to the car was in the car. In the ignition, in fact. And when you want to use it, just go out there and drive. You know? Did anybody try to steal your car? No. There were occasional people that would try to steal it, but they were rare. And they didn't make a terrorist program out of it. Did people try to rob your house? My dad always said, "I don't lock my doors." He said, "I don't want them busting in my door, and I'll have to put a new door on." They bust in the door, and then they take what they want, and then I have to put a new door on. Whereas I leave the door open, they might think somebody's there.
That's right.
And think a second thought about going in. And they don't do that. Now, we've never, in all the years we lived in Wauwatosa, it was a very lovely community, and with wealthy people. And if a burglar was going to take place to go, he'd go in some place like that, but he doesn't. And what is it that is the most interesting thing of all this? If you have something valuable, what do?
Put it
in the open.
You leave it in plain sight, and nobody thinks it's worth anything. You know? Like if you have all the family jewels out, no, not family jewels, if you have all the jewels from Mama out, and you have them on the table, and they'll think that's just paste. You know? But what stupid person would ever leave their real diamonds lying on the dining room table? Well, where do you put them? You put them on the dresser, or you put them in the top drawer of the dresser in your jewelry drawer. I mean, it's the same thing. But the thing is, we want to learn that we are responsible for all the things that we do in our life. And if we wonder why bad things happen to good people, it's not because the good people are bad people. It's just that the good people are not using their head. They're worrying about the conditions of the world, and as they worry about the conditions of the world, they bring those conditions to themselves. So, train yourself to think of the highest, to live in the highest, to look at everyone, even the bad people, the good people, who are having bad things happening to them. Don't say, "Naughty, naughty," because you may be doing the same thing. But look at them and say, "I see you in perfect balance now. I see you untouched by anything which disturbs you and makes you feel unhappy. I see you in perfect balance." And it is done. Yes. Just that simple. Are you willing to do it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, go for it. So.
I'm the only one.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.